Some Christians believe that God never changes in any way about anything whatsoever. But that is not true. When we humans try to describe God, the only tools we have are our human languages with words that describe things we already know about. So we have no choice but to use analogies and comparisons to created things, things we already know about through our five senses. But we need to remember that God is never exactly like anything we can compare Him to. Even the pronoun He in reference to God is only an analogy. It is a mistake to think that God is actually male or female. Even the term Father can be misunderstood. The term Father refers to the relationship between the Father and the Son, as we're told in John chapter 1, verses 14, 18, and 34. The term Father also refers to the relationship between the Father and creation, as we see in Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15. But the term Father is only an analogy. It does not mean that the Father is just like human fathers. It only means that there are certain ways in which the Father is somewhat like an ideal human father. So what about the question of whether God can change? God, Father, Son, and Spirit, is the source and cause of all being and existence. He brings everything into being without anything bringing Him into being. He is pure being, and all other being finds its source only in Him. All things depend on God for their existence, and He depends on nothing for His existence. So when we say God is unchangeable or immutable, we do not mean that God cannot change as He, in His divine freedom, chooses to change. What we do mean is that God cannot be changed by anything outside Himself, as though He were a created being. When God created the universe, He freely, in grace and love, became something new, Creator, and He did so in the freedom of His grace and love. Likewise, when the Son became flesh in the incarnation, God became something new, human like us and for our sakes. God did not have to create, nor did He have to become flesh, but He did so in His divine freedom, out of the abundance of His grace and love. But there is an all-important way in which God never changes. Malachi 3:6 reads, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, have not perished." This and other passages about God's unchangeableness are declarations of God's absolute faithfulness to His covenant promise. In other words, God declares that despite all our trials of faith and doubt, He will never change His mind about loving us and saving us. So when we say that God is immutable, which means unchangeable, and impassible, which means incapable of feeling, we do not mean that God cannot change or feel. We mean, rather, that God cannot be changed or moved or hurt against His will by anything outside Himself. But in His divine freedom as God, He can and does, of Himself and for His own loving purposes, both change and feel. The bottom line is that God loves you and God is for you, and He will never give up on you. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.